On many evenings, high above the lights of America's largest city, couples have long come here to enjoy the view and, on some occasions, propose marriage. The top of the Empire State Building is a special spot, and we go there on this edition of the American Countryside.
Use Radiate to give back to your crop's roots and pay it forward for generations to come. Radiate is the only root stimulant that can drive maximum root growth in all crops while growing the roots of all the young future farmers of America across the country. By using Radiate on your farm, you're helping Nutrien Ag Solutions give back to FFA and give back to the roots our crops and communities are built on. Ask your Nutrien Ag Solutions crop consultant for details about Radiate's give back program or learn more at RadiateRoots.com. Always read and follow label directions. Check registration in your state.
How do you make sure your farm is ready for tax season? What about the latest technology for 2019? Those are some of the topics we're tackling on Farming the Countryside.
If prices are strong on relatively new used equipment, is there a soft spot for people willing to take on something older?
For our Farm Journal family, I just wrote advice for 2019. My advice was to look at the soft spot.
I'm Andrew McCray, your host for Farming the Countryside, a podcast brought to you by Nutrien Ag Solutions, the world's largest provider of crop inputs and services.
Listen to Farming the Countryside on the AgriTalk app or wherever you get your favorite podcast.
John-Yves Gozzi is observatory director of the Empire State Building. In the summer months, visitorship will run about 60% international. Although other buildings are now taller in the world, the Empire State is still a must-see in the Big Apple.
There's an emotional connection that we've all somehow made with this building, whether we had been at the Empire State Building or not, whether it be King Kong or An Affair to Remember, when they see it featured in movies. It's such an iconic building that really we tend to gravitate back to it. It's a very popular building for cinematography, and we have also people that come here just simply to romance.
Romance continues to bring people here today.
I wouldn't say it is necessarily a daily occurrence. I couldn't confirm it, but it is a very frequent occurrence. And it happens many times also late in the evening. It's amazing. The view is very different at that time. So they actually do make those proposals in the late hours as well.
Perhaps couples can't resist proposing marriage here atop the building when you consider the atmosphere late at night.
We have a saxophone player that plays basically Thursdays through Saturdays until about 1 a.m. And we're open until 2. And so that tends to attract a lot of people who come and want romance on the deck. And of course, you have all the lights twinkling of the city and the night skyline.
The view and the job as observatory director never seem to get old for Gozzi. He takes great pride in representing the city and the nation to the rest of the world.
We are the ambassadors. We are the voice of the U.S. to the world. So the experience is critical in that not only is the viewing exceptional, the history of the building really an emotional tie-in with the guest, but each of our staff members are part of that experience as well when you come in contact with them. So it's very important for us that our staff are really well represented and well polished in how they address the customers and treat the customers on the way up.
Traveling the Countryside in Manhattan, New York, I'm Andrew McCray.